This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked a tiny little bit, Lee, John, and I did, about why what's going on Wall Street is going on. Stock markets overseas are part of it, yes. Also, currencies overseas. Those in the developing world in particular have been sliding, none more so than Argentina. The Argentine peso slid 16% against the dollar this week, which is huge in foreign exchange trades, and which has in turn brought back memories of the Argentinian financial crisis back in 2001. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor explains what's going on down there.
Agustino Fontevecchia is Argentinian. He writes for Forbes, and here's how he describes the atmosphere in his country.
Fear, uncertainty, abandonment or confusion.
There's high inflation, approaching 30%, and shortages.
There's been problems finding a lot of the basic supplies, from food to, you know, electronics.
And now there's the massive devaluation of its currency.
You know, it's been like a slow motion train wreck.
Wynn Thin directs emerging market strategy at Brown Brothers Harriman. He says Argentina has been suffering from economic mismanagement since it defaulted on its sovereign debt in 2001. Since then, nobody's wanted to lend to it. But Argentina kept spending. Peter Hakam is president emeritus of the Inter-American Dialogue.
Huge expenditures on social programs, huge government subsidies in the airlines, energy subsidies.
The government was able to coast for a while on revenue from exports, but eventually all the spending caused massive inflation. The peso fell in value. People started switching to dollars.
What's happening is a flood of capital out of Argentina.
The government tried to keep the money from moving, and that caused people to worry more. Keith Savard is a senior economist at the Milken Institute.
It's a classic situation of what happens to emerging markets when policy is ineptly followed.
Argentina's problems reflect a difficult period for developing economies. As richer countries recover economically, money and investment are moving out of the developing world. The weakest links among them are getting exposed. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.